You're very welcome to Lorna Porca here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy to keep you company till 7 o'clock. Plenty to discuss over the next hour. Dan Shanahan is here in studio to preview this weekend's All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals. Former Daisha hurler Brian O'Halloran will talk to us about the success of Well Kids. And later in the hour, we'll hear from Waterford Camogie captain Lorraine Bray. So we're down to the final four in the All-Ireland Hurling Championship this weekend, and delighted to say that Dan Shanahan is here in studio to preview both semi-finals. And Dan, first of all, you've been very busy over the past couple of months. You've been coaching in Laois under Willie Maher this year. How have you found that experience?
Brilliant, Tomás, to be honest with you. Tough to go outside your own county, Tomás, if I'm being honest, but Willie asked me to go. Like, you know, I was lucky to work with Willie Malone, been in Spitz for a couple of years, asked me to go, and I said, I'd give it a year and see how I get on, Tomás, and really enjoyed it. Granted, the boys aren't at the level that I would have been used to with other inter-county teams, but they put in the same effort, Tomás, as the Lee McCarthy players do, like the McDonough lads, and they gave us everything, Tomás. We got unlucky in a few games, one or two injuries, but really enjoyed it and really learned from it, Tomás, which is very important when you're a young coach and maybe trying to go places in your own county in a couple of years' time, that you're learning all the time. And I really learned off Willie last year, like, you know, and don't know what the future holds, Tomás, but if I'm being honest with you, I said at the time it's a 1 year thing, and I did rediscuss with Willie after that, like, you know, and see how the players will buy into us again, Tomás. So we've yet to sit down, because give the lads a break. They're playing their club championships and league games at the moment, and club championships are on the corner. So give them a break and leave them back to the clubs for the next couple of weeks or 5 or 6 weeks and have a discussion then, because it's the commitment level up there, Tomás, this is high and everything, but sometimes the players don't maybe take it as serious, you know, and that's what we're trying to achieve up there, to get the lads to take it a bit more serious, and there will be success there if they do that. As a management team, really love working with Willie. Fantastic lad, and Eamon there as well. He's been outstanding coaches when to learn off of the Laois County Board, have been fantastic to support the players, and they wanted, they got and deserved it, like, you know, and we'll see what the future holds.
The last time you were in with us, Dan, you told us that you hung up the boots with Lismore to focus on your coaching. Are you involved with any club teams this year, coaching-wise?
Still tipping away at British Bridge, Tomás, if I'm being honest with you. I'm enjoying it. As I said, like, you know, a lot of lads away, Tomás, in America at the moment, and I think a lot of clubs, I would have said it to you before, that a lot of clubs are struggling this time of the year because the lads are going away to America. And it's no different than Kilkenny and Waterford or Cork. You see the amount of inter-county hurlers that are gone, or even club lads gone on holidays, Tomás. It's hard to fulfil fixtures. It's hard to get good challenge games with good players are gone, you know. So really, was down there now last night and really enjoyed it. And they give you, when you go in the gate of Bennisbridge, they give you everything, and that's all you can ask for. Like, you know, hopefully we'll have a few lads back soon, within the next month, to get back, give you a couple of good challenge games into us, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Great stuff. Looking at the first of these semi-finals, Dan, Limerick and Galway, 6 o'clock Saturday evening, Croke Park. Limerick won this game by 3 points last year. What do you think Galway have to do to get over the line this time around?
It's interesting, Tomás, because reading on him before I came in there and looking at Galway all year, you don't know what Galway's going to turn up, if I'm being honest with you. The last day against Tip, like, you know, they should have buried Tipperary, Tomás. Let's be honest with Conor Whelan, could have another 3 or 4 goals, one on ones. Can't be missing them, if I'm being honest with you. And I don't think he can afford to miss them next weekend, next Saturday evening, if he gets them opportunities. I mean, it's a big if. But I think Galway's struggling against Dublin in the Leinster Championship as well there. Came back from 10 points to come back and draw the game. I grant him a bit of unluckiness, and maybe, or a bit of luckiness, that a last minute goal from Kilkenny, to a party man, and kicked the ball out. He could have kicked it over the line. It went to Fogarty. Fogarty didn't ever score a goal in his career. Next minute, goes into the bottom corner. Do you know, so we could be talking, Galway be Leinster champions here instead of going in against Limerick. But look, they're an awesome team. They have an awesome manager. But they'll want it all going right against Limerick Saturday evening, Tomás. Granted, Limerick are missing number 2 and number 6, and they're unbelievable losses, like, you know, and for Limerick. But Conor Whelan is playing well. He needs another few lads to really step up their mark now. I thought Gerard McInerney was in trouble in the full back line. Made a serious mistake there against Tipperary. Tip got the goal. He was whipped off after 5 minutes. How was that affecting him? Does Burke go back full back on Galen? McInerney slips up to centre back, maybe. Who knows what Henry's Henry's doing up there, but he needs all them Cooney's going well now, as well as Conor Whelan, even his goalkeeper. He needs him playing well against this great Limerick team.
You mentioned Conor Whelan there, then we saw the damage he did against Cathal Barrett the last day. Who do you think will pick him up this time around?
Be interesting, Tomás, and that's an interesting question, because usually it would have been Sean Finn, but he's not available. So Barry Murphy, maybe. Does a young lad come in and pick him up? Richie English, who's a well-established player. Does Mike Casey go on him? He doesn't seem to stay inside a lot. He comes in and comes out in a lot of games. So he's really turned up the heat this year. I think he was criticised maybe in one or two games that he wasn't doing enough. And next minute came good against Kilkenny and came good again a couple of weeks ago. And he's been consistently been very good. So he has been, but I think Tim Limerick has had 4 weeks to solve this solution now, Tomás, as well. I was reading today where they had 4 week break, but Limerick, that's Declan quote in the paper, have done all this before. They take week by week, even with Declan gone. Probably Dan Morrissey might go to centre back, and maybe young Coughlin comes in. Who knows with Limerick? It all depends on who's going well in training. Will Keane Lynch come into the fray? Didn't come in the last day in the Munster final. From what I'm hearing, he's biting at the bit to start this game or come on and make a serious contribution against Galway. Like, I know it'll be, I think it'll be their best, Tomás, or Ireland, if they are going to win it with the lads they're missing and the form that they're in. The way John Kiely, Paul Kenrick, Caroline, the way they can keep them all going and keep coming back. You saw the Munster final, the passionate mint to win five in a row, and to see the fans in the field after. What's phenomenal when you hear Tom Morrissey, unsung hero, brilliant player all year, goes up and being interviewed at RT, and the applause he gets for being up there from the fans. It's unbelievable, Tomás. And do you know, they've been winning games by a point or two and lost to Clare by a point and won by a point, and will their luck run out? But the one thing I can guarantee with Limerick, that they keep going to the end, like, you know, and that's why I think, Tomás, next weekend, I think they'll have too much firepower for a great Galway team.
Speaking of that firepower, then, who will Galway get to man-mark Aaron Gillan?
Yeah, I think he worked might go back there, Tomás. I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't. He's been centre back the last previous games. He has played full back before. I'd say he's nearly marked Gillan once or twice before, Tomás, when they met. Be interesting. Parry Mannion, does he go back there on him? You're taking an attacking wing back. I think he did it maybe in one of the previous games.
As he well. Did, yeah. Mark Dawn Cody. Yeah.
He might get that job again. Just because McInerney, Tomás, didn't go as well. Now, he's a great player, Gerard McInerney. But when you come out, lose the ball against Tip, you know, let's not forget Tomás Tip when he lost that game by 2 or 3 points as well. They were still in the game with a few minutes to go, and Tip didn't. Tip were very, very poor that day. So it's hard to know, Tomás. Henry's obviously, and his selectors will have their home with him. Gillan is playing some stuff, Tomás. So he is. He's playing some stuff. He's consistently playing well. And he'll take serious marking in Croke Park, Tomás. You saw Kerry last week. They were Tyrone were getting a chance all week against this Kerry team. The minute they went to Dublin, they opened them up. And you saw the result. And I just get a feeling it could be the same. I think Limerick will get better. It'll be a tough game. Don't get me wrong, Tomás. A very tough game. But I'm going to give Limerick this nod here next Saturday evening.
What about the second game, Kilkenny and Clare, Dan, throws in 4 o'clock on Sunday back in Croke Park? You were saying there you're back in Bennisbridge this year. What are the vibes around Kilkenny ahead of this game?
Well, young Davy Blanchard's not telling me much tomorrow, so I've been honest with you. I've been down there. And you know, he's not training with Kilkenny. He calls into the field for a deuce to him, and we has the old chat, but really I'd ask him about how they're going in Kilkenny. He's enough people are probably asking for me to come and ask him. All I tell him is go in and enjoy it, and enjoy these occasions, because the years don't be long going and you get a chance on a Kilkenny team, you must take it. And he's enjoying himself at the moment, Tomás Davy. He's been consistently playing very well. Probably gets the hard jobs to mark the key players. So look, Tomás, I think the vibe I get out of Kilkenny, and from what I saw in the Leinster final, what it meant so much to players just to get over the line for Derry Ling. The way they celebrated that, Tomás, I don't think I've ever seen Kilkenny celebrate, and I think personally I think they're going to get better for that performance. That goal really lifted a bit of pressure off Derek and his players, that to get over that line against Galway And the way they celebrate, Tomás has said something to me, really, Derek Linder and John Derrick there and John Conafield and Peter Barry, all great hurling men. Probably left someone else out there. And look, they're Kilkenny, Tomás. They're a credit to them. They're in the semi-final every year. Even when they have to replace players, they keep going, keep going. So there's not many good vibes coming out. They keep their house in order, Tomás, down there. They're up against a very good Clare team now. I think a very good Clare team. I'm a big fan of Brian Lowen on the line there. I think he's passionate on the line. He's been phenomenal the last number of years for Clare. So he has, and got a bit of stick there over the games. Maybe one of the games didn't change this, but it didn't change that. But I can assure Tomás, after being a selector on a Waterford team, sometimes when managers, coaches, selectors make decisions, they try and stand by him. Do you know? Okay, he got a bit of a roast off Gillan, but he threw him in there, thought he'd do his job. Didn't work out for him, but the ball had to come from a long ways out to Moss to get to that, to Gillan, before the damage was done. Do you know? So, but I think, Tomás, it's going to be an intriguing game next Sunday, Tomás. Really can't wait to sit down and watch both games. The fact that Clare have a week or two to prepare for Kilkenny now, Tomás, too, would really help him. Do you know? And didn't play extremely well against Dublin, but when they turn on the gas, they went through Dublin like a knife through butter, Tomás, and got goals. So they did, and they won't get them opportunities next weekend, but with Tony Kelly, you always have a chance, Tomás.
Speaking of Tony Kelly, he got a hat-trick against Dublin last time out. Dan, will Mikey Butler get the job of following him around Croke Park again?
He will, Tomás. I think everyone that follows GA probably knows that. He did a fantastic job on him last year. So he did. I think he'll get that job. The key for me, Tomás, is for Clare, it didn't really, if Tony turns up. I think Tony was in third gear against Dublin, still got 3-4. Do you know, and he was kind of man marked. Now, Dublin, to their credit, they did everything right on the day, kept him in touch minutes, they got Clare, got the goals, and they really opened up. And Dublin had to come out and attack Tomás because he couldn't play 7 or 8 at the back there, it looked bad, and Clare would have taken their points. I wasn't impressed with Clare, but they got over the line against Dublin, Tomás. I think the big question for me is their goalkeeper and their full back line. It's going to be massive next weekend for Clare, because, just my opinion, with Cleary out, a really unsung hero, big, even when you see him on the field, you think, Jesus, this fella won't last long, he's going to get a try. He's probably, since loan, he's been very, very good full back for Clare. It is only when he's gone you miss him. Now, David McInerney didn't play against Dublin, and John Conlon went off early against Dublin. And he brought in a couple of debutants. I think his nephew came in, even cornerback
Darrell Owen.
Will he, with respect to Lawrence, have the heroity to start young Lawrence above in Croke Park against these Kilkenny people? I don't know. I think Garrod McInerney, or David McInerney is back, and so is Conlon. I think McInerney has to go full back and build around him after that, Tomás, because I get a feeling, if Clare play with that full forward line, or full back line, I think TJ and Owen Cody and Adrian Mullen could start inside her. And no matter what kind of ball they get, they could trouble the careful back line. And I don't think Quinlan behind them either is playing the best hurling he has played. And if they can sort their full back line out, Tomás, up the field, Shane O'Donnell has been outstanding. Dermot Ryan, he's been a powerhouse midfield. John Conlon, centre-back, is so vital to him, Tomás. It's unbelievable. And obviously, to Tony Kelly, Rogers inside. I think there's a big game, and Duggan, he's a handful. I've probably been in his boats before, people. And the bigger you're probably, when you're on the field over 6 foot, you're expecting to grab every ball. Tomás, it doesn't happen. And I think young Peter Duggan is trying a bit too hard. He just needs to relax a bit more. Shanagher came on against Dublin and really made a statement, got 3 points again. Do you know? So it's. It's the fact, Tomás, that Clare maybe had an extra week to prepare for Kilkenny and get their rights from last year, wrongs from last year right. It's going to be intriguing. Like, you know, to go to be in Croke Park, and Tony Kelly to be in Croke Park. He knows he'll have Mikey Butler around. Can Butler mark Kelly for 2 years in a row, Tomás? Not many for this can, to be honest with you.
Who are you siding with in this one, Dan?
Yeah, Tomás, I'm going to have to side with, I suppose, I really think the Kilkenny full forward line could trouble the Clare full back line. And the fact that TJ now is in his mid-30s, Tomás, we'll keep it for TJ, his mid-30s, that he's not going to outrun a lad anymore. So I think this lad might start around the square, TJ and Owen Cody. could get the quickest ball they got all year if they can get on top of the Clare fullback, especially with Connacht Leary gone to Moss. His presence in the square there, TJ will he'd battle away with TJ there, like, and the boys would get the breaks. So on the fact that Cleary missing and probably David McInerney probably having to go back in there, hasn't played there, didn't play the last day, I'll just give the nod to Kilkenny that I don't think they'll beat him what they did last year, but I think they'll be happy to beat this Clare team on Sunday.
So you're looking at a repeat of last year, Limerick Kilkenny final, which will be some prospect.
It will be some prospect tomorrow. A lot of people are telling me it'll be, you know, it'll be a Leinster final, and a lot of people are saying it'll be, you know, a Munster final. So it's very opinionated out there tomorrow. It's just you. Sometimes you know as well as I do when you come into these, and the next you get all wrong tomorrow. So but again, it's, I'm going with both favourites. The bookies don't be far wrong tomorrow sometimes, and, you know, as I said to you earlier on, I just think Limerick have a proper squad, and I think Kilkenny, with the way they've won Leinster and the way they celebrate, and with the Clare fullback that maybe not happening its bets, that's why I'm giving the nod to Kilkenny in the second game.
Just one more topic I want to get your opinion on, Dan, the ongoing player protest that we're seeing in Camogie and ladies football. They're looking for a player charter to be drawn up for 2024, and we saw the Waterford Camogie team taking the field last week wearing United for Equality t-shirts before the game against Antrim. Like, having been involved in both Waterford hurling and Camogie setups, what would you like to see happen here?
Ah, Tomás, you know, it's so disappointing now, Tomás, that the ladies, you know, they're not getting the same as the lads. I was lucky enough to be involved with the Waterford Camogie team, and I often went to fields to Moss where there was no toilet facilities for them girls. So I did. No showers. Girls coming from long distances, not getting expenses, but driving, coming into the field, giving everything they could, get into their cars without showering, without food, and going back to their colleges or back to their clubs. Things have to change to Moss. I don't know how it's going to be or how it'll happen, but it has to change. And I admire the ladies, both football and Camogie, that they're standing together. I think the two boards need to stand together now and become one board with the GAA Association and both GPAs, because, you know, for what I witnessed going out to fields, we couldn't get fields, we couldn't get facilities, and going into the backs of fields and no lights and training and bad pitches, and the skill level these girls had, Beth Carlton, Neve Rocket, Lorraine Bray, the three off the top of my head, are probably as good skillful players that I've coached, Tomás. And when I hear this, and just so disappointed that you're hearing it now in this era, you know, and I wasn't involved in Tomás, this is my 3 or 4 years away, and this is still happening. No, this is still happening. You know, I think things have got better for the girls in Waterford, and rightly so, Tomás, but for the whole association, they need to sit down. Even see it down Tomás, where one of the Coppinger, I think her name is it. She plays that she can't. She can play one, get in the car and go play another. And say, that's disgraceful, Tomás. That's two different associations not getting on. They'll come out in the papers and they'll say this, and we try to do this. It's not doable anymore, Tomás, for them girls, because they train as hard as anyone. You've had Sean Power on your programme a number of times, and he'll tell you the same thing. They're great girls to train. I can only talk about Waterford because I was lucky enough to be involved with them girls, and I speak so highly of them and I respect them so much for what they did for me when I was there and the effort they put in. But things have to change tomorrow for the ladies. They have to get proper pitches, proper expenses, proper everything that the lads are getting. I read in the paper today, a girl from Galway who's a nurse, drives back to Galway, doesn't get half the mileage she should be getting. And with Shane Welch, with respect again, this is not Shane. He goes back to Galway from Dublin and he's getting the full expense. To me, that's not right, you know, and I just hope they can sit around the table, sort it out, because if you notice that in tomorrow, women's sport and ladies' sport is really, really getting strong, and our own Camogie in this county is really getting strong tomorrow, and if they can do this and Merm standing together protesting before the match, I'll eventually think tomorrow they might have to strike, and I don't like that, to really, really take note of the conditions and the welfare that they're not receiving. Hope it changes, because it has to change.
Dan Shanahan, a pleasure to have you in studio as always. Thanks a million.
Thanks for your time this evening. My pleasure. Thank you.
2:17, 1:14, 23:17, and we've just seconds left of normal time from the puck out. Murray goes high with the red helmet, trying to get on to another man with the red helmet, Seamus Prendergast, and Seamus wins it. Good play by the Ardmore man. His uncle Jay is a happy man as he gets it into Dan Shannon. Got inside the 20, takes his shot. Number 3 for Dan the man Shannon. And is that man happy? He's Dad Brian and Mum Joan, his aunts, and all belong to him, are a Hurling family. But who would believe we'd have a goal getter like this? 25 million for Torres during the week. How much is Dan Shannon worth, Fergal?
In Hurling terms, he's worth at least 25 million.
To me, he's priceless. He's a goal getter. 3:17, 1:14.
Now you're Hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.